Hello, Gav, and dear Time Trace Place. This is my slightly belated reaction to the amazing week we had. Sorry, it's a bit late. I think that, in a way, one of the reasons it's taken so long is one of the things I wanted to mention, which is that on returning from Time Trace Place and Porthmere Studios in St. Ives, I very quickly got swept up into everyday life, back into the whirlwind that is being a full-time orchestral musician and with a young family as well. And so in a way that's quite interesting, I think, of how the time has ebbed away from me, and this is quite late, so sorry about that. Maybe while I'm talking about time, I'll start with time, because this kind of leads on, I suppose, to what we're going to do at Talliston House as well. So that's quite interesting. So I was thinking that time kind of works in different ways, or certainly feels like it does anyway. So one of the unique things and amazing things about the time that I spent in St. Ives with you guys was that it was a luxury. Time was a complete luxury. We were given time to find what we wanted to do, to experiment and to express ourselves in the spaces that we had and within the larger context of the surrounding beach and the place itself. But what was interesting was that the time, even though we had that open time frame, it still went really quickly. I think because there were so many things I wanted to do, there was an unlimited amount of things that I wanted to try to do and could do. But of course, time is always finite. So on one hand, while it was a really unique amount of time to have that open time frame within a week, it still made me realise that in the grand scheme of things, it's still only a week. There's only so much you can do. And for example, the artists that are based in Porthmere Studios, they perhaps, you know, that's just 1 week for them, and they might spend years and years, you know, there. So that was interesting to me, how I use my time and how the time seemed to go in a different way. And that also highlights, of course, the contrast between everyday life and what life is like in Porthmere Studios, what it's like to be a resident artist there, even for a small amount of time. And it was a real insight into that that I really enjoyed, and it really made me think. I kind of learnt a lot about myself in terms of time, in terms of working methods, in terms of the arts as well. It made me realise that despite I work in the arts, despite that I don't engage with many other kind of genres. I don't spend enough time doing visual arts, making graphic scores, even though I engage with them, but often as a performer of them, but I don't often do my own. So that was a really wonderful opportunity to do that, and a kind of a realization that, yeah, I could do this more. You know, I'm forever regurgitating Kurt Vonnegut saying, do art, but I'm often just, you know, playing the trumpet, even if it's alongside someone else doing something in the visual arts or physical movement or whatever it is. It's another genre, but I don't really immerse myself in it. So I was really grateful to have the opportunity of doing that. And I'm going to hopefully continue to do it. Although, you know, I haven't so far. I've just gone back into what I was doing before. But at least I have the, you know, plenty of good memories from what we did there. One of the comments that I thought of was how I'm really aware that the situation we were in really governed what we did. Of course, that's always the plan. It's a site-specific project. But even to little elements like the weather, you know, changed the light in the room, which I think really dictated what we did, what times the shadows were cast on the wall that we then traced around, and noted the time as well, which I really liked. Yeah, it had a really kind of a real connection between the outside world that came into the studio upstairs, and of course it didn't so much downstairs, but it did in other ways as well, like what we found, what we traced from the beach, and what we brought in, the sort of random elements of what we would find every day. I really liked that. It felt like it was kind of like a time capsule. That was the week I was there. And of course, then the next week when I wasn't there, then things were different, and different people's perspective on it. And of course, different things that you find, a different atmosphere, different weather, different collaboration. It's a really nice cocktail of elements. It's a bit like a chaos theory, isn't it? One little thing might trigger something else. And that said as well, I'd like to just, you know, take a moment to say how much I enjoyed the collaboration between everyone who was there, Sarah, Rachel, Gav, and Claire, of course, and others who dipped in, the audiences and the other artists in the studios, and just the general atmosphere was really one of openness, creativity, and acceptance. There was no hierarchy, even though you, Gav, put in goodness knows how many hours work and effort and money and all the things to make this happen, yet there was no sense of any kind of expectant results or demands on what we should do or shouldn't do. It was a really genuinely open creative process, and that is a quite a rare thing to achieve, actually. It was, the whole thing was well planned and definitely done in the right spirit. So yeah, hats off for that. It was a brilliant thing, and I'm very proud of it. The results that I've seen and heard so far, I think, are really, really great. And yeah, I'd love to do more. It's kind of whet my appetite. To be experimental, to immerse yourself in all the different possibilities there are, and really explore them and see what you get from it. Yeah, it's really good. I hope that's useful. It's a bit rambly. Crikey, I've gone on a bit. The time has gone on my phone telling me that it's time to stop. But yeah, what can I say? Thanks for a fantastic project. And yeah, let's do more. Okay, cheers. Bye.